Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, folks, and we're commemorating that, we're recognizing that, and we're doing it with two of the members of our Brain Trust, two of the stellar, outstanding, beautiful, highly intelligent members of our Brain Trust who just happen to be women and who just happen to be breast cancer survivors. Joan, you've been with me every time we've done this. Leslie, I think you've been here before too, and talking about this. And Joan, I'd like for you to just share with the audience your perspective on this after 19 years now since you had your diagnosis. What has this meant to you? How has it affected you? Has it been, other than the physical part and the anxiety, how has it affected you in a positive and a negative way?
That's a really good question. I think it's kind of a mixed message. I can remember when I first got the diagnosis, my first immediate thought was, my life is ruined. And thankfully, that was wrong. It wasn't, but it took a long time to understand that because there's good and bad news. The good news about breast cancer is, in many cases, it is very curable, and if we are diligent, as Leslie said, and I couldn't agree with her more, if we're diligent about examining ourselves as well as getting mammograms, that's going to help a lot. Now, on the other hand, I'm afraid, and thankfully this didn't happen to me, but it's always in the back of your mind that there could be a recurrence. Breast cancer can recur after the five-year window, unlike many other cancers. So it's something that's kind of always in the back of your mind, and that's also why we need to be vigilant.
Right. That's well said. And guys, number one, first, I know men who've had breast cancer, number one.
Oh,
number
yes.
two, it's rare, but it happens. Number two, guys, if the woman in your life, and Joan, your story is this story, if the woman in your life thinks there's something wrong, you stay after them to make them get it checked, right?
Yeah, well, my husband was a pest. He actually found the lump. The lump seemed to come out of nowhere because I had a fast-growing cancer. But I said to myself, I'm 39. I'm too young mm-hmm. to have cancer. But mm-hmm. he said, you want to get that taken out, don't you? And he kept bugging me until I finally just went to the doctor just to shut him up. And that's why I'm still here.
That's what you want, guys. You got to be a pest. You got to make sure it happens because you want your ladies to be survivors. Leslie, you've got a group that you want to tell us about, but before you do, tell us about how this has affected you.
Well, I think that more than anything, it made me aware of how many women are affected by it. I was very fortunate; mine was found very early, and it was in the middle of when I was doing a women's leadership exchange conferences all around the country.
Yep.
And I just said, I'm not going to let this stop me. And I would go home, would go back to get my treatments in between conferences and that sort of thing. So I was very grateful. But what it did was one day at one of our conferences, I asked women in the room, how many of you had breast cancer? There were 500 women in the room, and it looked like three-quarters of them raised
wow.
their hand.
Wow.
And when I saw
wow.
that was when I realized how – what a terrible problem this was and how we needed
yeah.
to fight it.
Yeah.
So that was my aha to say, I've got to get involved, not just for me, but for women all over. I have to
right.
be a voice.
Right.
And by
you
the
have
way,
a,
you
have an organization you want to tell us about.
Yes, very important because this is something that we're just realizing. I've just become realized how many young women are affected by breast cancer. And not just mm-hmm. early stage, but are diagnosed first with stage 4 breast cancer. And that is a frightening diagnosis. And there is now an organization and tremendous amount of research being done for young women. And the organization is called MetaVivor, M-E-T-A-V-I-V-O-R. and they do metastatic breast cancer research, support, and awareness. And this, for young women or women that have, or parent, men and women out there, if you have a daughter that's young, they have to start getting checked early. And if they find out about this, there are treatments out there.
Is there any age too early after puberty?
You hear about it more in the mid to late 30s and early 40s, the early,
yeah.
You know, this particular
yeah.
breast cancer.
I've heard of it happening in their 20s, though, late 20s.
Yeah,
yes,
it can.
I have too. Yeah, it's scary.
And that's why we the examination process, even though a lot of recommendations, doctors say you don't have to start examining till you're 40, that is not true. And I think that we have to be looking early and we have to be tested. If you have any hint of it, do not delay. Do not delay. It's critical. And then immediately go to the best doctor you can that's had experience with metastatic breast cancer.
Do you you guys recommend multiple confirmation, more than one confirmation? Do you guys know about that? Anything along those lines? Did you talk to more than one doctor?
Yes. I mean, in terms of treatment, I would always say get two recommendations in terms of treatment once you know you have it. And be aware, my breast cancer that I found myself, they did not see it on the mammogram. They saw it then on a sonogram because of where it was located.
That's almost your story, Joan, isn't it?
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to talk about going forward. What's going to happen going forward? What do these ladies think about what's being done about this and more on their perspectives and what how to help you avoid this, folks. At least detect it early so you can take care of yourself. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.